I can go to work and never feel the hurt that all the brokenhearted people do. And I can stay strong and keep hanging on and play that part. But in the
love. Hey guys, my name is Donald Jenkins, and this is my podcast called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Hey, this is not a bashing Donald session.
Some people live for the fortune.
I didn't hear that. And we're recording.
So. Oh, we are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Are you nervous all of a sudden?
No. No, I didn't text Donald.
My side mic.
Huh?
Like a talk.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I am getting a, don't worry. I'm getting another mic because I'm going to have some co-hosts.
No, I didn't text Donald back because I got a new job and I was really adjusting to my new schedule. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I saw him last night. He goes, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Donald. So salty.
Sorry. That's the way.
Classic.
Sorry. Well, and I'm be honest because the only reason it, now.
Well, he's actually mad.
No. There's
Donald, I don't want to do this.
No, there was a history of this going back. By the way, guys, I'm sitting with the lovely Abby Cohn. Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Y'all can listen while we settle this little dispute real quick, and then we'll move on. Uh-huh. How's that? I met you and your roommate, uh-huh. the other Abby Anderson. Mm-hmm. She's been on the show. If not, go check her out, guys. She has two great episodes. But I met them both at the same time. Y'all are both phenomenal artists, songwriters. And originally I think I had met you first.
Yeah.
And then met Abby Anderson. And so anyway, I wanted to have both of y'all on the show.
Uh-huh.
What it was is somehow logistically, I don't know how we did not get in contact, but Abby came on first. Mm-hmm. And then if there was a saltiness, I think there may have been a time we ran into each other and you're like, yeah, I haven't been on the show. So you kind of gave it to me first. So here's the thing. I text to Abby, what's up? We're going to have you on the show. And I never heard back from you.
Okay, first of all, there's a difference in being sassy and being salty.
Oh, sorry. What's the difference?
I am sassy. You were salty. Okay.
Oh, well.
Salty is actually being mad. Sassy is just being like, haha, just kidding. You were mad at me.
Well, I was not mad. It's just I'm sensitive. My feelings were hurt.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I'm kidding. You know what? We're on good terms. I forgive and forget. How's Thank that?
You. Well, I just got here full time now, so.
Nice. From Texas?
From Texas, Fort Worth.
Gosh, how did you get here? Why? Tell us that story.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, was it always a dream and a passion? Did you go to school for music? Was it I skipped school? Like, what, how did that happen?
Kind of. No, not really. I went, high school-ish. I did my first year of high school in regular public school. And I have been coming to Nashville since I was 12, like once a month kind of thing.
Okay.
And by the time I got in high school and actually had to deal with school, I was just drowning in makeup work. So I finished my freshman year. Then I went into online school for my sophomore, junior, senior. And moved out here half the time when I was 16. And then moved out here full time in January.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been out here.
Just you? Do you have family here as well?
No, I don't. I don't have any out-of-state relatives. Everyone's in Texas. So there's that. Texas forever?
No.
I don't, which is hard. But it's like at least everyone's in one place. So I can just go to one place and everyone's there.
Yeah. How do you like it so far living here full time?
I love it. I think it's like, I came from like a one red light town. Like it was teeny tiny. There were like 3,000 people in the whole town. So, and I didn't, like I stuck out like a sore thumb. Like no one understood because I always did my own thing.
Did all the girls date like the same guy?
Yeah. Like, I feel like you live in a small town when you know everyone's middle names. Like
I know
everyone. And it was just hard for me to like find my own place in that, you know? And so I think when I came out here, I was like, oh my God, there are people like me. Like I'm not an alien anymore. Which was like hard for me because I have really bad fear of missing out. Like for some reason, like the FOMO is real.
It is.
With me. Even if I'm not like, if I wasn't here, I was missing out on something here. If I wasn't there, I was missing out on that. But I think when I got here, I was like, okay, I'm good. Like it's fine. I'll be good. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you came.
Thanks for having me.
I'm not salty anymore.
Okay, good.
I do love you.
Thank you.
And I'm excited that you're here. So.
yeah.
The first time I met you, I'll tell the story, and I tell this a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm really not a broken record. There's a lot of people in Nashville that have a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. That's a given, right? Because there's so many singer-songwriter mm-hmm. events in Nashville, and it's frustrating even on my part that sometimes I feel like we get very spoiled. And a lot of times, even though we are hearing some of the best talent in the world, people are still just kind of carrying on with their conversations mm-hmm. and doing yeah. your thing because we're just used to hearing it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not like any special thing.
Right,
you know?
Right. But I will say that there are still times in Nashville, and this is when you kind of know when that situation, because it's, you know, like still a bar situation mm-hmm. where people are socializing.
It's a social event,
yeah. And you have great writers and singers up there. There are artists and writers that will get up there and they'll silence the place.
Yeah.
Like that. And, you know, when you and Abby were both playing at this local place that we go to a lot, that's kind of, I sense that. And I'm like, I got to meet those two. And so there's just something, you know, to that. So yeah. I'm glad we met. Yeah. And at the same time, I'm glad we finally got you on.
Me too.
yeah. She's sitting there giving me this eye. You still hate me. I'm kidding. Well, that's awesome, though. And I'll tell you, there's something to be said about, you know, being a girl, being your age, moving to Nashville with no yeah. family, you yeah. know.
It was hard. I think it's cool, like me and Abby living together, because she moved when she was 17, too, like by herself. She has no family here.
Yeah.
So I think I find comfort in that.
By the way, you would never know that y'all two are your age.
No, not at all. Like, it's... I think it's a blessing and a curse, you know, like,
yeah.
because I just go with it. Like when I'm in a conversation, like I could have a conversation with a 40-year-old and they'll think I'm 22 or whatever. And
yeah.
I just go with it. Like, there's no point in me being like, hey, this is how old I am, you know?
First of all, why did you point at me when you said 40-year-old? I'm not.
I didn't point at you.
Okay. I just thought you did. So
you are so mad at me.
I'm not mad. It's just, I just had a birthday and I am closer to 40. And so I'm sensitive about that topic.
I'm sorry.
Right now. But actually I'm okay with it. So go ahead.
I'm just going to start being like, hey Donald, what's your mood today?
Thank you.
What do I need
Thank
to
you.
Say to,
Thank you.
To like make you happy?
I'm kidding.
No, but I think it is, everyone always assumes that I'm older and
yeah.
I just go with it. Like, it's fine. I've always been.
Neither one of y'all meet a stranger.
Yeah. I'm the baby of four. Like, I have two sisters and a brother. And so I grew up around, like, I was the person who was better friends with my friends' parents than my friends. You know, I just have always gotten along with older people.
Is any other your siblings in music as well?
No, they can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was just like, my mom can sing, like, and my dad can too, but they don't, like, my mom was in choir growing up and stuff, but
yeah,
I don't think there's any person. I think my great, great grandpa, like, played the banjo and played the guitar and stuff, but no, there's not, we don't really have a musical family.
Okay.
God.
Is this something you-
God given, yeah.
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 That's awesome.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, I am excited to see what you are going to play for us last. I heard yeah. you last night and I kind of requested my
yeah.
favorite. Okay. I don't know if you don't have to, you can play whatever you want. But if you could, you know, there is a difference. We've talked about mm-hmm. this, not you and I, but I've talked to guests that are from Texas. Mm-hmm. That's probably your roommate. but you know, there's a difference between Texas country and Nashville
yeah,
country.
Yeah, for sure. It's a touchy subject. Like, with both sides of it, I think. I think it's more of a touchy subject in Texas than it is in Nashville, you know? Like,
for sure, yeah.
Like, being brutally honest, I don't play, like, there's some things that I'm not as involved in Texas, not by choice, just because I'm in Nashville, you know? Like, just because I choose to be a Nashville artist, you know?
Right.
Which is, I think it's dumb, personally. I'm just going to throw it out there. I think it's stupid. I think the tension between both places. I think there's a difference in being a Texas artist and like a Texas country singer.
Right.
I always say, like, I will, I'll claim Texas till I die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a Texas country artist, but I'm an artist that is from Texas, you know?
Sure.
So I think more than anything, there's like a mentality in Texas when you play music and stuff that's different from anywhere else. But I think there's a difference in red dirt in being a Texas artist.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. Because everyone gets mad. Everyone's got their panties in a wad for some reason, and I just don't know.
No, it's crazy. I've been on tour with an artist who had, you know, a couple number one hits,
yeah.
you know, and I guess what you call mainstream
yeah.
Nashville country, yeah. and them legitimately being nervous when going to Texas because you're not guaranteed for people
no,
to show up.
You'll get called a sellout, like, everything.
Yeah.
It's not, I just think it's dumb. I think it I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. How's that? I don't know the biggest difference between writing or singing. But you know, as far as your writing style do you favor one way or the other?
Well, I guess career wise, first and foremost, I want to be an artist, but I do have a publishing deal. I signed that before anything. I think that just came first for me.
Yeah.
I guess cause I kind of did it backwards. I started co-writing when I was 12.
Wow. Which
I feel like people do it like it's just them in their room with a guitar and they kind of learn and then they come here, do whatever, and they start writing with other people. I did complete opposite. I still don't write by myself. I wish I could. I wish that was a thing that I could learn how to do, but I'm so used to writing with other people because I started so young. But I guess I do have a passion for writing, but like I just love performing.
Yeah.
That's my passion.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well then, do us a favor. Tell us about one of your favorites. Tell us how or why or when, and then I can't wait to hear you sing.
What am I going to do first? I guess I'll do your favorite first.
It was just my favorite from last night. Okay. I haven't heard all that you have, so I can't.
Since we've been talking about my roommate so much, let's do one that me and her wrote.
Okay.
So I have a passion for R&B. If I could go back and be a 2000s, like early Mariah Carey, I would.
Nice.
So I try to incorporate that in my stuff. Because that's what I love to do.
Yeah.
I guess if I could reincarnate as Aretha Franklin, I would. You know, I feel like she's trapped inside of me and just can't get out.
Well,
let
her out. Quit.
Yeah, I know. Okay, fine. Now that I did that intro, I'm going to play a different one.
All right, we've now changed three times.
We've changed three times.
Okay, good.
I'm very indecisive. Okay.
What's the name of this one?
This one's called The Lonely Hour.
Lonely
Am
Hour.
I supposed to tell these stories? Like,
yeah, you have to tell
songs?
Me how you wrote it, why you wrote it. Kevin, did you have a question? What episode? No idea.
Oh.
No. because we record these and this might be released next week. And we had a couple artists. It's going to be in the 40s.
This is episode 40 something. I hope you find it and I hope you enjoy it.
Abby Combe, if we can decide on a song, we've changed three times. So what's the name of this one
this
again?
This one's called The Lonely Hour.
The Lonely Hour, and this is not you and Abby Anderson.
This is not.
Who is this?
This is me, Steve Leslie, and Buddy Owens.
Okay.
I think we went into the writing session that day. I'm supposed to tell stories about them. Okay, cool. So we walked into the session. I didn't really have I kind of did. They wanted to write something, like they started on something like new country, whatever. And I was just like, okay, I could write it. I just don't want to. Like I was just feeling something different. And I was like, what if we wrote a 6/8, like Aretha Franklin called In the Lonely Hour? And they were like, okay, we can do that. And I started with this this thing or whatever. And they were like, okay, let's write that. I guess I got the idea because I was listening to Sam Smith on vinyl that morning, and I was like, I just love him. I love all of his stuff. He's my life. But I was like, what is this album even called? Because, you know, like the album title is usually a track on the album or like the title track or whatever. It's called In the Lonely Hour, the album is, and he did not write the song called In the Lonely Hour. So I was like, okay, Sam Smith, that's your bad. So I'm going to take that. I'm going to write it.
Nice.
So I did, and it's my, I feel like, every R&B artist, or I think every country artist, kind of like a Chris Stapleton, should have one good 6/8 song. And this was mine.
Do it up.
Okay. Sorry. I haven't sang it forever.
I can go all day without a single thing reminding me that I'm living without you. I can hear that song and I won't fall apart. I can go to work and never feel the hurt that all the brokenhearted people do. And I can stay strong and keep hanging on and play that part. But in the lonely hour between moving right back in your arms again. When I lose the power to fight the memory of you leaving me in the lonely hour, I forget the way you used to smile at me, the way you used to be when we were lost in each other. It's like the love we made was never made at all. And I don't sit around and cry and wonder why you gave away tomorrow to another. No, time doesn't stop when I watch that clock on the wall. But in the lonely hour between moving on and right back in your arms again, when I lose the power to fight the memory of you leaving me in the lonely hour.
This supposed to be like a big turnaround here with the whole steel guitar thing.
Yeah, did you want me to pick that up real quick and
no,
go with the solo?
Yeah, okay.
No, all right.
Yeah. But in the lonely hour, between moving on and right back in your arms again, when I lose the power to fight the memory of you.
Wow.
Yeah, there's that.
Abby, are you kidding me right now?
I'm not used to singing like that at 11 in the morning, but it's okay.
If that's not your, I don't even want to hear this like at 8 at night, because yeah, that was phenomenal.
Thank you.
At one point, me and Kevin looked at each other and we're like, had this huge conversation with our eyes, like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like
Kevin and I had a moment because of your song. Like I'm like, what is
so weird?
We had a moment.
I'm like, what is going on right now?
That's my goal, to give people moments.
Well, you know what? I think the rest of the audience just got exactly what I was talking about. Yeah. When I'm like, sometimes you can be in Nashville in a bar with all the talent in the world and then an artist just silent to crowd. That's so good.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing that.
Thanks.
Powerful voice, but you know, just great lyrics, like everything. So, and please feel my frustration. I know you do, because I know what you're thinking right now, listeners. You're like, how is that? That's got to be cut. Somebody somewhere, yeah, whether it's you or you know what I mean. But
we fully produced that one. I have a track on it that's fully produced. It's kind of like it starts with like just a vinyl sound, and it's super like, just like it starts distorted and then like opens up kind of like an old Marvin Gaye track or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I have talked to my publishers about pitching it. I'm not one to like hold on to stuff, you know, like I kind of let that go, even though like I'm not a established songwriter or anything like that. It's like, I know that even if when I get to that point, I'm going to have to easily be able to be like, okay, I'm going to let this one go. Because if I'm doing anything right as a songwriter, I'll write a better one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's in talks to pitch that. But that's like my child. like, you know, as a song. Like, that's my one. Kelly Clarkson is cutting right now R&B stuff, and I'm like, ooh, girl. Okay, can we just talk about my fangirl moment?
Please, do it.
For a second? Okay.
Do it.
I feel like when you don't become a fangirl anymore is when you're doing something wrong and you get too big for your britches, because I will always be a fangirl. So I was riding at the Starstruck building down on, like, 16th or whatever the other day, and Narvel Blackstock, who's a manager, is in that building, like, upstairs or whatever, and he manages Blake Shelton and Kelly Clarkson, and that's just a known fact to me, and I remembered that I got a parking ticket, like, last month there, and I parked my car in the same lot, like, I don't learn at all, and I was like, crap, we finished riding, and I was like, I gotta go move my car, so I walked outside, moved my car, and, like, those doors lock when you come back in, and the receptionist has to open them, so I went, and it goes, and I couldn't get it or whatever, and no crap. Literally looked up. Someone just opened the door, and I was like, "Oh, thanks!" And I looked up, and it was Kelly Clarkson. And I was
Kelly Clarkson opened
the door for me, and I was like, "I died." And luckily, she was on the phone because I did not even know what to say.
What would you?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, I've always thought, and I don't get starstruck. I'm not saying that I'm not too big for my britches. Yeah. I just think that because a lot of times. You know, I do have friends that are very big, and believe me, I respect who they are and what they do and love it, you know, but it's like I remember them
as a
before.
Yeah, I think it's just certain people that I admire so much. Like, Kelly Clarkson is like everything that I would want to be as like a singer, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. If Garth Brooks walks in right now, like,
you're going to pee a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a little.
And, but you know what I thought? Word to the wise, I think. Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just what I tell myself. But I think it's always good to have that one kind of pocket question and or statement in your back pocket
that
you've thought of. That you've actually thought it out.
Yeah.
You know, that if and when you were to see so-and-so, you would do or say this. And you've thought it out in every angle as to how or you would react, right? And so that way. But anyway, I've always wondered if...
I don't know.
You don't know what you would ask or say to Kelly Clarkson?
I don't know. She like
she walks in right now. By the way, she's about to come in. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah. I guess I'd ask her something about her voice. Like, I'd say, how do you keep it up? Like, what do you do? What's the one thing you do maintenance wise for your voice to keep it like that?
Yeah.
Because she could sing as well as she did the day she won American Idol. You know what I'm saying?
See, I was actually thinking about that. Like, just with you. I mean,
I actually struggle with. I guess that's why I'd ask her, because I have certain issues that like really scare me, because I always forget to think of my voice as like my, like a muscle, like okay, this is my career. I need to take care of it sort of thing. I always forget about it like that. And sometimes I think a lot of singers and artists neglect that, but that's probably what I asked her. I would ask her just because she's such a good vocalist. Mm. Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of myself.
Let's go with that.
One. Yeah. Yeah.
Put that in your pocket.
I will.
If it ever happens, now you don't have to like,
yeah.
Freeze. That's
no,
what
she gave me like a little smile, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go pee now.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Abby, can I get you back in sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah,
I have a guest in the second time, and I ask like these three great questions that I'd love to have you in. And I know you have another song that one was phenomenal. That might be my new favorite. I don't know. I feel like every time I hear new songs from my friends, they become my new favorites.
Yeah.
So I really am a fan guy and girl, everybody that comes on the show. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And fortunately I get to be friends sometimes when they text me back.
So mad. So salty about it.
I'm not salty. All right. Let's
You're
get over
a
that.
Pretzel. You're
hey,
like,
stop. I don't even know what that means. So I'm nervous. So let's shameless plug and get out of here.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
How do people find you? How do you communicate with your fans and.
Okay, my Snapchat game is strong, let me tell you.
Okay.
No, no. I'm not lying.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Snapchat's
I don't even know what a
so
strong
cool because
Snapchat.
It's so like casual. I'm annoying on Snapchat. I'm like, I do the whole Kylie Jenner just like lip sync at the camera thing for some reason. That's like a thing for me.
Okay.
No, Snapchat for sure, like to talk to me and stuff, if anyone like wanted to like have a conversation with me, probably Instagram.
Are they all the same?
No, I hate Twitter.
Well, I'm talking about your.
Oh yeah, they're at Abby Cohn.
That's what I need.
ABBEYCONE, Abby Cohn.
Perfect. So that's how we find our guest, Abby Cohn.
Yes.
And you know, she said it. It's on recording. Strong.
It is
Snapchat game.
Yeah.
Kevin's over there fact checking. That's it's pretty strong. All right. Good deal. Yeah. Well, good. I want to have you back in.
Yes.
And I want to hear more songs and I have more questions for you. But thanks for coming in. Guys, check out. Make sure you don't miss an miss any episodes. I'm all this can't is even 40 talk something. Anymore. I know, right? But subscribe. Because you know, honestly, I'm only interviewing and you're only hearing like the most talented literally musicians and songwriters in the world. So Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, subscribe and share. And then all my social media, which I'm not going to lay the gauntlet down and say that I'm strong at any of them. I'm not, but I do like to promote others and at least say, hey, here's who I am and what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So it's Donald S. Jenkins. By the way, S is my middle name. Not many people know it.
What's your middle name?
Can't, well, I'm is not going to tell you. S? It's just Donald S. Jenkins. That's the initial. And
is it Steven?
Nope. Yeah. I ought to make a contest out of this because I guarantee you, nobody would guess it. Nope. We'd be here for hours. Samsonite. All right. We could do this all day. Thanks for coming, Abby.
Thank y'all.
See ya.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.